right. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN Loves. And talking about nursing homes. And again, I don't mean to be belligerent about this, but please, no names of anything. No nursing homes, no websites, no helpful organizations, anything like that, or else... I'm going to end up, I'll be the one on the phone with the lawyers, you know, and spend enough time with lawyers as it is. It is 9 minutes after 4, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, I am a huge supporter of physician-assisted suicide because when it is time, I would like to die with dignity. I would like to go out on my terms. When the doctors say, Tom, got some really bad news for you, I would like the opportunity to go to a physician who specializes in such things and say, look, I don't want my money drained by nursing homes. I'd like to leave something behind. And more importantly, I don't really wish to be in a nursing home wearing a diaper and unshaven, okay? So let's set a date here for my exit. I have a big party. Why wait till you're dead to have your wake? Do it when you're alive so you can take part in it. I mean, maybe we just need to change our views on death. And look, for some of you, I know that's religiously immoral, but I don't have any religion, so... Your religious scruples don't affect me in the least because we don't share the same views. 803-09, well, maybe we do share the same views. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I mean, I just have a hard time buying an argument. God loves you so much that he wants you to suffer and your family to be financially exhausted by your death. Really? That doesn't sound like a loving God to me. It sounds like one hateful, spiteful dude. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And this is why even when I drive by a church, it spontaneously ignites. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Chris in Hamburg. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom, thank you. No names of anything, I promise.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, don't try to sneak in. Well, I won't name names, Tom, but it starts with the letter B, and it's on such and such road. And no, please don't do that to me.
No, definitely not. First of all, shout out to all the nursing home nurses out there. They are a very special group of people and deserve a lot of appreciation. I myself started many years ago working as a nurse's aide in a nursing home and have moved up through the ranks to be a medical provider now in nursing homes and have been doing this for many years. And so the couple of points I want to make are that, number one, we have come very far in what we can do with medicine and medical technology nowadays, but I would state, and I have for a while, that there are times where we are able to go too far in keeping people alive that really have, no quality of life. And, you know, we're keeping them alive artificially, to meet a horrible end. To that effect, one of the most terrible things that I have encountered in the nursing home world is families that will, occasionally a family will openly admit that they are keeping their loved one alive artificially with no quality of life purely and only because they are cashing some type of check that is in this person's name and they have to be alive to have such a check remain coming in.
But wouldn't that check automatically be seized by the nursing home?
I don't know all the details. I know the nursing home patients are allowed some type of certain income and whatnot, even being on Medicaid.
I saw a penny once that was stretched 2 inches wide. It was two nursing homes fighting over it.
Right, yeah. I've been openly told that, and it's just that's one of the most horrific things that I can really think of. But also, no matter what nursing home you go to in the area, I've been in so many different ones, better ones, not so great ones. The care is not going to be, you know, 100% of what you want, and probably it has, other people have said it to you, that it has gotten worse over, you know, time. And I can personally attest to that as well, that it definitely has declined, kind of as society has declined as well. So,
but here's the thing too. Okay. This is an argument that drives me nuts. Well, if you go into the $18,000 a year nursing, $18,000 a month nursing home, you're going to get good care. If you go into the Medicaid nursing home, you're going to be treated like less than an animal. Well, guess what? I've been in some of those expensive nursing homes, and I saw no difference whatsoever, and I didn't smell any difference either.
Definitely agree. I mean, those types of places, I mean, they'll maybe put some more money into the facility and make it look nice or whatnot. But when it comes down to like the actual bedside care, that it's pretty much universally the same throughout. You know, you can dress up garbage and, you know, make it look a little bit nicer. But, you know, in the end, it is what it is.
Yeah, you can't put lipstick on a pig, the old line goes.
Right.
So you say that you started out as an aide. Now you are a medical provider. What kind of medical provider are you, unless it's going to get you in trouble?
I'm a physician assistant.
Oh, wow. That's quite a move up.
Yeah. So the one other thing I wanted to tell you, and I'll keep it brief here, is if you compare the United States to like some Asian countries like Japan or China, they have a extremely minimal amount of their elderly that they put in nursing homes. It's even considered shameful to do so. And nursing homes are not a business out there like they are here. And families are expected to kind of care for their elderly and whatnot. And so, you know, me, myself, having worked in nursing homes, I've kind of internally vowed that I really will try my hardest to not put my parents in a nursing home. And everybody probably says that or thinks that. But I mean, just with what I've seen and everything, and I would, you know, hope that people out there would kind of think, you know, if, you know, their parents brought them into this world and made sacrifices to care for themselves, or to care for you as a child and an infant and everything, and raise you and everything, you know, the very least you could do is, in their time of need at the end, you know, return the favor. It shouldn't be just dropping them in a nursing home and driving away and, you know, not seeing them or anything, which is, you know, a whole other thing that I've witnessed too, you know, families not even visiting and just kind of dump them off. But, you know, from a moral standpoint, you would think that, you know, a big sacrifice was made to get you to where you're at in this world. And, you know, your parents were a good part of that. And so we should be willing to make sacrifices within our own lives to care for them in their time of need.
Of course, not everybody has the physical ability to care for somebody who is immobilized.
Correct.
Number one.
There's
number two,
exceptions, yeah.
There are a lot of single person homes where, what are you going to do if it's only you and your responsibility is to take care of your mother, but you still got to work? That's not the easiest thing to do. Although, in all fairness to myself, being the dutiful son that I am, as I mentioned earlier in previous shows, I have offered to move in with my mom to take care of her. I mean, she's not quite at nursing home level yet and hopefully won't ever be there, or have her come live with me, and she's declined.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously it's not universal, and, you know, people's means and, you know, responsibilities will play influence, certainly. But, I, you know, I think we've moved away from the respect for the elderly and the willingness to care for them, when it's kind of been made very easy to just, you know, say, drop them off at the emergency room and say, we can't care for them anymore. And, you know, I've seen the story multiple times where the first time grandma or grandpa soils themselves, the family says, whoa, we can't do that. And then they drop them off somewhere, and that's it, you know, never to be seen again.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, look, there's a lot of things about caring for elderly people that are kind of gross, but no grosser really than taking care of a baby. Perhaps a little more voluminous, but the grossness factor remains the same. Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate your phone call. Talking about nursing homes and horror stories, or maybe you've got good stories, but either way, no names of anybody, anything, even if it's a good organization. I can't do it. I have to take you off the air if you do, not because I want to be a bad guy, but because I operate under orders and follow my chain of command. Here is Rich on a cell phone. You're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I just want to let you know, my wife broke her pelvic bone.
Rich, I cannot continue the phone call with the audio quality as it is. It sounds like I'm listening to a radio and the frequency isn't quite dialed in. So Tanner, if you can put him on hold and see if we can work this out. Otherwise, I feel like a mean, nasty guy, but I can't. In radio, sound is a rather important element, and if I'm having a problem hearing you with headphones, people driving in their cars are going to turn their radios off, and that's tend to be frowned upon in this business. Tanner, if you can't get a better connection, we'll have to just thank him for calling, and sorry we can't put him on the air. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Yes, if your telephone makes you sound like an EVP, probably can't put you on the air, but it might just be the connection, so we'll try to rectify that as quickly and as expeditiously as possible. Coming up on 20 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN, and we were unable to continue with Rich's phone call because just a horrific cell phone or other telephone connection. It happens every now and again. Hey, remember when we had Billy Bob Thornton on the air? Josh was working then, Tanner, but Billy Bob was doing an interview with us, and we had to end the interview because they were driving through some wicked southeast thunderstorms, so we couldn't continue the interview, and that was highly unfortunate, but if you can't hear the person to whom you're speaking, it kind of makes the interview kind of a pointless exercise in conversation. And then we get Billy Bob and JD from his band, the Boxmasters, on the air, and they end up having to cancel the Buffalo show. Illness. Here is Tony in Franklinville. Tony, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Yes,
listen,
sir.
I got a two-part horror story. In 2019, I was so sick all summer. So in the fall, I got real sick. So I called an ambulance. They brought me to Buffalo. I was at the hospital for like an ICU for like, I don't know, 2 weeks on a ventilator, and finally got out after a month. They brought me to a nursing home, okay, for rehab. It was great, Tom. Second floor, I mean, they gave me ice cream at night. I mean, it was clean. The guy came in every day, cleaned it, friendly, changed the bedspread, okay? So the first day I asked, where could you smoke here? Could you smoke? They go, yeah. She gave me a diagram. It said it's on the first floor on a patio, and there's three different times in the day you could go for half an hour with other people. I said, okay. Well, it was around noon. I got lost on the way down. I went through this door, Tom. You couldn't breathe. There was two ladies on the floor, sitting up against the wall eating. Two ladies on wheelchairs that were in feces. All these lights are blinking over the doors. I need help. One lady was crying. She's going, my mouth's so dry. I need water. I need water. And I asked the lady, the nurse. She said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "What's going on?" She says, "I'll tell you what." She says, "You made a wrong turn." Well, I asked her, "Where do you smoke?" She says, "You made a wrong turn." I said, "What's going on here?" She says, "It doesn't matter." She says, "As long as the shareholders get their money, everything's fine." You know what I mean? The shareholders get their money, that's okay. So she turned me around on my wheelchair, and she let me out the door. She said, "It's on the other side of the building. You can have a smoke," she says. And she shut the door, and they could hear it whack.
I give the nurse credit for being honest, and it sounds to me like the nurse was as frustrated with the situation as you were.
She looked like she just come through a war zone. She said they had 45 people. She said, and 4 people to take care of them.
Oh, that's insane. But the nurse addressed you in a moment of candor, probably put a resignation in shortly thereafter because, nurses are trained to care. Nurses are trained to love. And it has to really rattle them, especially at the beginning, when they cannot offer the kind of care they were trained to offer their patients in nursing school. And RNs go through boot camp. The number of people who start school to be a registered nurse versus the ones who actually finish the program, it is like boot camp. A lot, most of them wash out. It's too tough.
Yeah, right, right. Well, that's my story. It was, wasn't too good, Tom.
So, Well, the rehab part sounded just fine, but then when you got into the other part of the building, it sounded like the sixth circle of hell.
You'd have to put your head in a garbage can to get fresh air, I'm telling you. Really, it was bad.
Well, at least you got a sense of humor about the whole thing. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, what did the ambulance ride from Franklinville to Buffalo cost you? About $80,000?
$1,700. Well, when they got here, the fire department, I was pretty sick, so they called up Olean to get advanced life support down here. So advanced life support was here in like 15 minutes, and they took me into Buffalo. But it was $1,700 for the advanced life support. Well, and I gave a donation to the fire department.
To the fire department. Yeah, all right. The random no-name fire department. All right, Tony, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I got to tell you that my dad was in a local hospital and had to be ambulanced to the nursing home. It was a very short distance away, like across the parking lot, and the bill was ridiculous. If you think nursing homes are a racket, the ambulance built business is a bigger racket. I'm telling you, somewhere at the top of the food chain, Johnny Sack and Tony Soprano are collecting the money. If anybody else did that, they'd be charged under RICO statutes. I mean, provided they discuss certain things. Anyway, it is 26 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Honestly, folks, sometimes I ask myself who the real criminals are in this world, and sometimes life isn't always black and white, and that's not a race thing. That's a metaphorical thing. News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, loves, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN, and we are talking about nursing homes. Seems like everybody's got a nursing home horror story. And tell you something, if you're just joining the show, and I think I made this comment a few weeks ago as well, but ever since I was a little boy, I always knew I did not want to end up in a nursing home, even like at the age of 6 or 7 or 8, whatever age I was. I just thought to myself, what a dreary, depressing place. And as a grown, and that was one of those cheap hellhole nursing homes. So then later on in life, very close relatives of mine blew, I don't know, at that point, $12,000 a month on one of the fancy nursing homes. Yeah, fancy nursing homes. And it sucked too. And it stank and it reeked and the care sucked. And I thought to myself, let me just get this straight. My inheritance is being sucked off by this nursing home. They could have just as well stayed at my house. I'd have taken care of them. 803, I mean, not to sound greedy or anything, but I tell you, a lot of money went down the drain, those nursing homes. And interestingly, they seem to have died just as the money ran out. It's strange. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN, to the best of my memory. We are not naming any names of nursing homes. We're not naming any names of groups, organizations, charities, websites, or anything like that, because I don't want to get in trouble, okay? And I have to follow orders, or else if I don't, I get demoted to working overnights, which actually might be a promotion. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. What do you say, Tanner? Wouldn't you like to work live when George Norrie's on the air? With me?
I like working with you anytime. It doesn't matter the slot.
Oh, you are such a BSer. Takes one to know one. Thank you, Tanner. That's a sweet thing to say. Anyway, your calls, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Tanner Saunders deserves an immediate 50% raise, in case there's any question about that. But then again, he already makes the big money. He'll actually be supporting me in a nursing home. Oh, and the other thing to me is physician-assisted suicide. You can count me down. You can count me in as a major pro assisted suicide person because, for myself, I can't speak to you, but for myself, it is an entirely moral decision. If my physician tells me, Tom, it's dementia time and you've got about 6 months before you start losing it, I would like the option to die with dignity. And frankly, I don't see how there's anything to it. Why are we kinder to our dogs and cats than we are to our human beings? And the only cat that I ever had that actually communicated with me she knew it was time to go was Glenna, who disappeared all weekend long into my office. And then Monday morning had the appointment with Dr. Helen Sweeney at the Elma Animal Hospital to have her end her life mercifully. And I came down from getting cleaned up upstairs. Glenna Cat made her first appearance all weekend long. She was sitting on the couch. She was waiting for me. She walked into her carrier and it was like she knew it was time. And I swear that cat and I had some kind of a weird connection because she was telling me, I know what you're doing right now, and I'm all for it, so take me away. And it was a very peaceful death. I wish we would afford our humans that kind of an option. Except, unlike animals, we're actually able to verbalize what we want, verbalize our wishes. And I'm really sorry if that conflicts with your religious views, but guess what? Your religious views are your religious views. My spiritual views are my spiritual views, and I don't have a moral problem with it at all. I think it's a very moral thing to do. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But Tom, a loving God wants you to enjoy every day on this planet. How am I going to enjoy it in a diaper that's reeking? That's not enjoyment. What kind of a loving God would want a human being to end like that? No, thank you. Here is Barb on a cell phone on WBEN. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Tom. I couldn't agree with you more about the we're kinder to animals than we are to human beings. I am right in that party with you, and I'll be the president.
All right.
On that note...
And I'll be in charge of vice. The vice president.
Good.
Yeah, there we go.
When you spoke a little bit ago that you said if you knew it was time, you would have a party and before you go and everybody would be invited. Well, that's what I did this summer. I am not terminally ill, and I hope I'm pretty healthy. But I had a very, very unfortunate happening to me last year. And my husband suddenly, unexpectedly, perfectly healthy, passed away in front of me.
Oh.
And it was a rude awakening for myself and for my life. Now, I have no family. So this summer, I decided to have my own living wake. Are you there?
I'm listening and I'm smiling. I love this story already.
Okay. I didn't know if I lost you because my car just stopped.
It's all right. No, keep going.
I'm fortunate to have many wonderful friends and circles of friends, but like all of us, different circles. And including your boss, actually. And but they all, my different circles, don't know each other. So I figured when I do die, they're all going to be somewhere, and they're going to all say, how do I know you, and how did you know her, and how did... So I decided, while I'm still in good health and sort of good mind, I had a living wake. But I did not tell them that was the purpose of the get-together. I called it Barb's Family and Friends Picnic. And I gathered 70 of my close friends for a picnic and golf. I had food catered. I had an ice cream truck. And then I had a little speech, and I told them that I brought them all there for my living wake. And then I had everybody's names, that they all got the names, and how they are associated with me, and that they should meet each other so when my demise comes, they can... So I didn't want it to be all real dark because people were like aghast. How could I do such a thing? But I did serve my purpose. It also is one of those zero-year birthdays for me. And I also do not want any gifts, etc. So then I ended it with making it a birthday party that my husband would have given me if he was alive, even though my birthday is not till December and this party was in July. It all worked out well. Everybody understood the purpose. People were a little surprised, but they're still talking about it now, about how they went to my living wake.
That's pretty awesome, frankly. And how old was your husband when he unexpectedly died in front of you?
He was 70, and he took no medication. He had just had a physical. He was a picture of health and activity and strong, strapping man, and knocked my world over, to be perfectly frank. And it's tough. And we had a wonderful marriage. We were married 45 years. And it's tough. And when you don't have family, and it's really tough, I must tell you.
I can imagine. One thing I would recommend to you is that you get one of those necklace things. And by the way, there is a local healthcare provider that has those necklace things so that if you fall down, you press a button and you can get somebody on the other end of the phone, because we've all over the years heard too many stories about people who have gotten old and feeble and frail, and they fall and they literally can't get up. They can't get to a telephone. And let me tell you something, personal experience, those things are lifesavers.
Yeah, I, you know what? I have been thinking about that. I mean, even
don't just
I
think about it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, I am a fitness instructor, et cetera, but that doesn't mean I can't slip in the tub and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really wear it like in the shower or the tub. Just have it near the tub so that hopefully you can reach it and you don't have to utter the words Junior Soprano uttered when he fell in the shower. Yeah, you know exactly the words of which I speak. Okay, I like you already. But no, you because look, I mean, to me, worse, almost as bad as dying in a nursing home in a puddle of your own filth is to die alone in your house hoping help comes that never will.
Correct. Correct. You are, and that is one of my huge fears. Of course it is. I mean, you know.
But that's a fear you can address. That's a fear about which you can actually do something.
Right. And I think that will be on my list for tomorrow.
Yeah, so definitely.
I appreciate that one.
Definitely do it. And I won't say it on the air, but I can put you on hold, and I will tell Tanner, the name of the local company that I use for my mom.
Great. I will do that.
Local company, and they are excellent. I won't say it on the air, but I will tell you the name off the air because I've heard too many stories about senior citizens falling down, not being found for days. And, you know, I mean, look, my mother checks in with me every single day. She gives me a weather report. Right. She thinks she's Tom Joles, I'm afraid. Barb, your living wake sounds absolutely fascinating. And despite the fact that you're a fitness instructor, let's face it, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, the silent killer, the number one killer in America for men and women and around the world.
I have nothing to dispute. It's just common sense.
You know, think about it this way. If the human body was made by a company, the cardiovascular system would be in for recall.
Right.
Syria, there'd be like a recall notice there. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll have Tanner give you that information since you said you would put it on your list of things to do. I will take you at your word, and I strongly suggest anybody who is in need, or anybody who's alone in an apartment or a house and you are worried about falling, and it happens every single day, guys, where people fall, and I know it's kind of a cliche, I've fallen and I can't get up, but it happens to people. Maybe it's happened to people you know. It certainly happened to people with whom I have been associated in one way or another. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN, talking about your nursing home horror stories, but we're not using any names of anybody, including myself. I'm being real good here. Let's go to Polly in Niagara Falls on WBEN. Polly, nursing home stories, but we aren't naming anybody.
Right. And your call screener did really great. Tom, you went from a really chipper white boy to a ominous Led Zeppelin. I gotta say that.
There's nothing ominous about Cashmere, the song. Nothing at all. It's a great song. It's an unusual chord progression.
It's trepidatious. It gives you the sense that, it's sort of scary.
I don't look at it as scary. I look at it as building excitement. Play that funky music, White Boy by Wild Cherry, got very old for me, and I had to make a change, and I decided to go with Led Zeppelin's Cashmere.
Yeah, listen, I take great umbrage against assisted suicide.
Why?
And I say because I tie it to with children, too.
Then don't do it.
People.
If it's not for you, then don't do it for yourself.
Well, listen, our old people, they should be most cherished. And there is a way for them to die with dignity. And see, because it's such a bad system, the UK tied, they started a care pathway system. It's like, you old people and you people with diseases and cancer, you should just... you're putting a burden on us, and you should just die. And so I don't agree with that.
No, this has nothing to do with what they do in the UK. This is an individual choice. You would deprive me, Polly, of my individual choice of how I wish to exit this world? Why would you presume that authority for yourself over my life?
No. What I'm saying is we could do it better. There's no... Okay.
What's better than individual choice? Our country was founded on that, right?
Yes. I agree with that. What I'm saying is if people could die with dignity and with the right kind of protocols and care and medicine and pain medicine, there wouldn't be this need for, I don't want to, like, if I got muscular dystrophy or...
Tell me something. What would be the point in my staying alive without any quality of life? And why would you make me do that? That would make you no better than a medieval torture master with an Iron Maiden in the basement.
Well, because you were on your deathbed could pass on... Okay, no. Beyond that, there's a lot of diseases we can die of that are awful.
You're telling me?
Okay, in fact...
You're telling me?
My way out.
Polly, it's my choice. It's my life. It's my choice. And I'll live and die as I please. It's not your call to make. You're out of line.
No. I understand that. I do. What I'm saying is with old people, a lot of them suffer through like a decline, right? And if you just bring dignity and care, proper care, we don't got to be like, It's so bad, we can't take it.
All the dignity in the world is not going to do anything about dementia, which I do not wish to have, and from which I do not wish to die, and to which I do not wish to expose my family. I'm not talking about a government-mandated physician-assisted suicide. I'm talking about an individual choice made with the proper medical referrals that for me. Don't choose it for yourself. If you're opposed to it, then don't choose it for yourself. You can live for 20 years with dementia for all I care.
I get that. I'm talking about institutionalized care.
And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an individual should be free, able to make a moral choice about how he or she wishes to exit this world. Hold on, Polly. I will continue this following the news on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm not saying it should be a government mandate, not at all. I'm saying it should be your personal choice. I have seen people die slow, lingering, agonizing deaths. Why would I want that for me? Why would God, why would Jesus want that for me? It's stupid. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.